Surely want to be in the order of the Lord. Surely desire his prayers. Whatever I say or don't say in order, you pray for me.
Yes, Lord.
I feel so needy, but I have a burden on my heart. I first want to give a little testimony regarding some of the recent meetings, and not excluding the one today, too. One when Brother Marty was here, the different ones that we heard related to the Spirit of God and the fruit of the Spirit. He talked quite a bit about the in Galatians, the last part of the 5th chapter, where it said the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, meekness, long-suffering, gentleness, and different things. And I was thinking how the Lord desires us each one to partake more and more of his fullness, of his divine love.
Yes, amen.
And to have more of the fruit of his Spirit in our lives. It won't only be an instrument to reach out to others that are in need, but it will be a blessing to us. Brother Bob read this morning, among other good thoughts, he brought out a scripture that's related to sort of what I want to read in Isaiah, where he said in John 7:37, where Jesus stood up there at that last day, the great day of the feast, and he said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink.
Yes,
and I've thought of that scripture lots of times. There's many scriptures in the Bible, and I want to read this evening. And I do want to give a little testimony on some things that has occurred in my life involving me that makes me feel very much in need of God's Spirit and divine love. To be gentle, to be kind, to be long-suffering, and so forth. And before I read, I do want to read in the 5th chapter of Isaiah, but I was musing on some of the things that happened to me and some of the scripture down below I want to speak about. It said, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. When I was like 34 years old, I wasn't to say a minister, but I was working for a Chevrolet dealer in Alabama. There was a man there. In fact, he had two brothers that worked there as body men, and he was a sign painter. And he also worked to put on seat covers and sort of supplement the need in the car servicing. And I'm sure that his mother or any of his folks or him wouldn't be offended at what I'm going to say, because I just, there's a point that I want to reflect in our minds that I picked up on associating with him. He wasn't a bad person in my idea. He had some worldly characteristics that I didn't have admiration for, but I didn't feel that he had hatred or malice or nothing like that in his heart. And again, I want you to forgive me if my words seem a little bit frivolous or something, but he was a southerner, and at that time, that's several years back, he spoke with black people at Burhitz. Now, he didn't mean it to be offensive, but he just kind of separated from them. And I seen in him a degree of good intentions to be good, and wanted to do right. He was not a drunkard. Both his other brothers were. And he took sick. First of all, I wanted to cover something else. I talked to him about the Lord a little. I didn't have a lot to say about people, but I mentioned, you know, whether or not he's saved or need to be saved. I said, I don't think I've done anything wrong that I know of. I said, I'm getting along pretty good. And he, like I said, he wasn't a bad person. But this man took bad sick. In fact, I stayed with him the last 3 nights before he died. He was only 41 years old. And before I get into the scripture to read, I wanted to reflect this to let us know as well as other things that meet our life that we're not aware of, that any time we have an opportunity to partake more of God's fullness and love and his Spirit, it's for our benefit and to glorify God. And I want to say, and sort of getting off of that subject, there was a doctor, he lived there probably no more than 2 miles from a little clinic hospital-like, where a doctor come out once a night and drew water off his kidneys, and he got to where he was totally unconscious as far as communicating. But before he died, he exhibited efforts that I'm sure that he was trying to get on his knees to pray off of the bed. But there wasn't any word said that I could identify with, but I was really concerned. Lord, help me if there's anything I can say or do to be a help to this man. Well, wasn't much communication I could do, but I mainly wanted to say that to say this. You know, dear one, the Lord is so rich in mercy.
Yes, he is.
He's so long-suffering. He's so willing to meet our needs in every way.
Praise the Lord.
He said, no good thing will God withhold them that walk upright. But many times our normal way is humanly, we may be asking and maybe even just sort of agonizing for praying for things that are not nearly essential for our spiritual benefit and for our final ending of our life here is what God desired for.
Yes,
so. Now I want to read, like I said, I thought I appreciated that scripture Brother Bob mentioned in St. John this morning, but I want to read in Isaiah 55, and I thought of this quite a bit. It seemed like it came to my mind today very vividly that I need to bring out a little thought as far as my feeling about it.
He
said, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Ye come buy wine and milk without money and without price. I can't explain this. It all seems real clear, but there's still points on it that I'd like to speak on just a little bit. I think about money. In the day that we're living in, and I'm not excluding myself from it, money is not as big a problem maybe as it was in other days. I lived in a depression, I was 28, 9 long in there. But I was just thinking, money is not what it takes to get what we need in our soul. Without money and without price, if ye come buy wine and milk without money and without price. And I'm thinking how willing God is to supply our needs, even monetarily. But he said, Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. In other words, these things that are essential to your need won't be withheld. You may not understand it. It may not come to pass right away as you would hope and desire, as we would hope and desire, I should say. But God won't withhold any good thing from us if we really hunger and thirst after him. Said, wherefore do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. I seem like I thought so much about not only just our ear verbal sounds, but our hearts being open to the Spirit of God.
Amen.
To listen to his word and to listen to his Spirit, to have our mind toward the Lord. When we're in trouble, we all have a trouble. The Bible said in the world you have tribulation, but be good cheer, I will overcome the world. But I think about incline your ear. Hear and your soul shall live. So many people, so many of the gospel ministers refer to this very directly. I think about where over there where it says that, in this same chapter it says, hear and your soul shall live. And then over in Ezekiel, it said the Lord spoke to the prophet Ezekiel and he told him to say, hear the word of the Lord. And when they heard the word of the Lord, there was something happened. He said, let your soul delight itself in fatness, incline your ear, and come unto me and hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercy of David. Behold, I've given him for a witness to the people. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, a nation that knew not thee shall run unto thee because the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified thee. Now I think into this. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. And my thought tonight is not that I assume that somebody here is not saved. That's not my purpose in bringing this out. My purpose in bringing this thought and sharing it with us is, Lord, help us all to desire to have more of his fullness.
Yes,
more of his divine love.
Amen.
We don't know what's on the Marvel ones. I thought so much here lately about the tragedy of this big earthquake over in Turkey.
That's so.
There are right now, I think, above 4,000 people that have died knowingly already. And there's many, many things they don't know. I'm just saying that to say this, not in any way to put us in an uneasy position. If we believe in the Lord, if we obey all that we know and understand, the Lord don't want us to be afraid. Be still and know that I'm God.
Yes.
He said over in the 46th Psalm, the waves roar and everything. Just
yes.
Be still and know that I'm God.
Praise
but
Lord.
Another thing is that I want to emphasize, the Lord is not willing for us to really be troubled and burdened and complaining. I seem like I've thought so much about how thankful we need to be when the Lord has saved us and supplied our needs. And this morning we heard in the Sunday school lesson some more about David. And I'm thinking a little about David's prayer there in Psalms 144, where he desired that there wouldn't be any complaining in our street. He desired his praying that the young men would grow up as plants and the daughters as polished stones as the symmetries of the palace, that God's Spirit would be reflected in their lives. I think as I was hearing the request, the needs of ministry and trustee and different things related to God's church, the Lord knows our heart. He knows where we're at. He knows our capabilities or any capabilities, what we might or might not be able to meet and help with. But I will say this, and I can say it from the bottom of my heart. I surely have a desire to put all my efforts and time in labors of love for the Lord.
Amen.
You know, Apostle Paul, I was reminded the other day when I was musing on some things that I would love to be doing and what was happening. Seemed like it, what I consider a sort of barrier that I didn't hardly know how to deal with. But the Lord comforted me sort of in letting me know, you just stay down at my feet.
Thank the Lord.
Keep your heart open.
Praise the Lord.
Keep your mind on me. You know, it said, he whose mind is stayed on me will be kept in peace.
Amen.
You're one, the Lord is not willing for us to be troubled and in a turmoil because of things aren't happening as we maybe
That's
would
right.
see them happen. But I think about when he said, come ye to the water. Without money and without price. And we said, Brother Bob read that in John 7:37 this morning. And I was thinking what a great price God paid that we could receive this.
Yes.
You know, that before Jesus was crucified. And the Holy Spirit wasn't yet given, for he wasn't yet glorified. But I was thinking, I was just reading this evening over there in Matthew where he said, I could pray for and more than 12 legions of angels would come and change this about. But dear ones, God's love, this is the point I want to make. God's love was so directed to humankind that was lost and to those that didn't have the Holy Spirit that wasn't able to partake of that living water that Jesus come to bring. And he was not yet went through that. But now, what I want to emphasize, and I'm sure we all agree with this, is Brother Bob mentioned about the song service and the different things of God's Spirit working with us. God's Spirit is refreshing.
Yes.
It waters our heart. It waters our soul. Another scripture seemed like the thought of this water on down here, little father. I might read just a little more on down here. It said in the 10th verse, said, for As the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, said, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper any thing whereunto I send it. I was thinking about, and again, you may have heard me touch on this, but it is really something to me. When I see physically the reaction of plants, grass, and all when water comes down, I'm sure you've seen a brown lawn. It's like we've got right now, very prevalent all around here. And the shower begins to come down and water it makes a difference.
Yes, it does.
Over in Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter said, my doctrine shall drop as a rain, as a small rain, as a shower upon the grass. In other words, it will cause you to be revived. His word, his spirit, as we open our heart and more of we receive of his fullness into our lives. I just think as I get older, and I'm sorry that I do not feel that I can say that I've been very instrumental in utilizing the little maybe opportunities I've had. But my desire is today, and I can say this from the bottom of my heart. I thought of Paul, what a divine love he was in his heart. And he said this, and I believe he said it from the heart. Said, I myself could wish that I were cursed for my brethren, my kinmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites. In other words, I just love for them to see the holiness of God's love and the deliverance from sin, getting the work of the flesh out of their life, and get them filled with the Spirit. I was thinking here the other day when Brother Marty was preaching, and he touched on that last part of the 5th chapter of Galatians. But I was reminded when I was reminiscing on that man that I stayed with down in Alabama when he was so sick. You know, when it names the works of the flesh, as before the works of the Spirit, the works of the flesh, it named over several different things. It named over hatred, strife, malice, evil speaking, other things. These things God don't want the enemy to have right away in our lives, to have any malice. He don't want the enemy to have hatred. He don't want the enemy to give us some sort of an attitude, well, he's done me bad, so I don't have to be good to him. You know, I'm reminded so much of what Jesus said. You've heard it said in the old time, love your neighbor, hate your enemy, but say, I say, and he loves the enemy. And do good in them that despitefully use you. We can't do that humanly. We can't do that humanly. But God, through the Spirit, can help us and strengthen us in these ways. So my thoughts, I might go on down just a little bit. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, snow from heaven, return not thither, but water the earth, make it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, shall not return unto me void, but shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. And then notice this next verse, for ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you and the singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Now I want to turn just a little and read over maybe three or four verses in the 32nd chapter of Deuteronomy. Is again, it's relating to water here, and I sort of connect it with this thought this time when I'm reading it. And again, it relates to hearing. Said in the first verse, said, give ear, O ye heavens, I will speak and hear the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as small rain upon the timid herbs and as showers upon the grass. As I read these, I think quite often of in Matthew 5 where the Beatitudes are reflected there by Jesus. What a parallel this is to that for my mind. Blessed is the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed is the pure in heart, for they see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. The one of the Lord wants us in all of our lives and the things that pertain to our family, our association with the church, our association with any people anywhere. He wants us to reflect these things, but we can't do it in our own physical and human-like way. My tongue shall drop the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as a small rain on the tender herb, and as a shower upon the grass, because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe you greatness unto our God. This verse I want to touch on a little, and we're just about through here. Said, He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all His ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is He. I was thinking of what Jesus not only come to fulfill, that we might not only just have a clear conscience. I'm thinking as I relate in my mind to the water mentioned here in both these scriptures, and as we pointed out where Brother Bob preached this morning about John, said, let him come unto me and drink. And the man told him, let him come unto me and drink. You know, dear ones and children, I just want to say that water could not be afforded to us today if Jesus would have stopped at the cross. If he would have just said, he said, I could pray and more than 12 legion angels. But he was willing. And he was, the Spirit of the Father. In one place where it said, he that seen me has seen the Father. In other words, his duty here, he realized that. And he was not withholding his personal suffering and all and begging. He was begging, if it's possible, let this cup pass. Yeah. But nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And I'm just thinking tonight, Lord, help us. And I really don't exclude myself when I say this, because some of the most trying circumstances we have, somebody brought it out the other day, and I think it not long ago, about if the Lord visits in our house, we find peace there, something of this effect, you know, that's one of the places where we really must have divine love and grace for things in those places to go as they should. And in closing, I just want to say, wherever you're at tonight, and wherever I'm at tonight, it's my deep desire that we'll keep our hearts and minds stayed on the Lord.
Amen.
That we will recognize that the perfection, and I don't claim to be perfect yet. Paul said, I don't count myself yet to have apprehended as though I were already perfect, but I'm pressing forward toward the mark. So that's what I'm doing, and that's what I'm hoping and praying you do. And I can say this, and because I want to say it, the Spirit of God's people has been a real blessing to my life.
Praise the Lord.
I hold to the Word of God, and I try to put the Word of God very forthright in my heart and mind, meditate, reminisce on it. But I do want to say again that the Spirit that I see in the saints of God is precious to my heart. And I believe, like we heard this morning, if Jesus hadn't gone all the way, the Holy Spirit wouldn't have come down on the day of Pentecost and anointed the soul there that was believing and waiting there for that Spirit. So if we're hungry and thirsty, and if we need more of the Spirit of God, that, oh, everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters. God is still willing, and God is still looking to give us more of His divine love. Pray the Lord bless these little talks.